Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we are visiting with Deb Beaker, and we're going to talk about a kind of a famous man and a couple of books he's written. So good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, I understand Warren Jacobson is having a book signing coming up here this weekend about two books that he's written. He's been an energetic guy here.
Well, he's always kept a journal for many years, and so that helps when you're writing a book.
Yes, it does. I think it's a good habit that people get into. And it seems to me that more older people, my mother-in-law kept a real brief journal forever.
Yeah, I never have gotten into that habit, but I know my grandmother did for years, too. And that's a wonderful thing to do.
It is, yes. So maybe we should take some lessons here.
I think so.
You know, we could have talked to Warren, but I thought, you know, you can brag a little bit about him that he might not brag about himself. Let's kind of start back at the beginning in terms of some of the things that Warren has done and what he's written his book about.
Well, the book really is entitled My Life, but more than his life, it's really a book about Elkhorn. If you read through it, he talks about the beginnings when he grew up in the area and his parents and grandparents, the role that faith had in his life, and right on through high school when he met his wife, Gudrun, and when he went off to the war. He talks quite a bit about the Depression and the war. It's very interesting to read. It really is.
Okay.
And then he talks about the part they had in the community, which was really quite a bit. Warren was involved in many things in the community, especially school. He fought for our small school for years and years. He was involved with the Better Elkhorn Club, just everything in the community. You know, he and Gudrun helped start the Danish Inn. It was called the Dairy Twist at the time. So he kind of talks a little bit about that. Of course, the windmill he was very involved in. It's interesting to see it from his perspective, what he writes in the book, and also how interested he was in the museum when the Danish Immigrant Museum came. He really goes into detail with a lot of different things in the community, so it's very interesting to read.
And I know there are some other folks in the community who've lived there that long and have seen all those things happen, but it's sort of a unique perspective to be able to see it from such an early stage to where it is now. When did his family first settle in the Elkhorn area?
Boy,
the 1800s?
I'm on the spot now.
Is it in the 1800s? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I'm terrible on dates.
Well, you know what, Deb? We need to read the book.
Well, I have read the book.
I know you have.
Put the book together.
I'll have some more questions about that. But you were somewhat involved in putting this together, too. What part did you play?
Well, Warren said he wanted to put together this book, and I happen to have a brother in Des Moines, Dan, that has a print shop, Action Print, and I said, well, why don't we see if Dan can help us? So Warren gave me the text, which I'm thankful that his sisters were the ones that typed all the text up for me, and he gave me about a dozen pictures and said, let's put it together. Well, photography is my passion, and I said, oh my, we have to have more than a dozen pictures, because I decided it would be important to have it be a family history, too. So I started checking in with the genealogy and birth dates and things like that, and started rounding up pictures of his grandparents and his parents and each of the homes that he's lived in over the years. And it was kind of fun. You know, I went through many, many, many scrapbooks and scanned hundreds of pictures. And before you know it, we have a lot of pictures.
Well, people will enjoy that. You know, there are lots of people who will read the pictures, so to speak,
right,
rather than a lot of the text. But I think the pictures will probably draw us in to wanting to know more about them.
I think you're right.
So, Deb, this has really been a family project. You're from the beginning. I mean, you've been really involved. You got your brother involved. You got his sisters involved. This is really a family project.
Yeah. Their daughter, Paulette, helped a lot with it, too, in helping me find pictures. And definitely his sisters were a big project big part of the project, mm-hmm. and just sat down and started putting it together, and I started having him, you know, make sure I was doing everything correct mm-hmm. and that I didn't have anything wrong as far as dates go and so on, and yeah, it was really fun to see it come together.
Okay, I have a few more questions about the book, but we need to tell people that they can get a copy of the book and they can talk to Warren and they can have him sign his book. And when will that be happening?
That will be happening this Sunday from 1 to 3 at the Danish Windmill.
Okay, and of course this is Tivoli Fest weekend, so this is a great time to get over there and get your book and just enjoy all the things that are going on this weekend. And we're going to be talking to Lisa Riggs about that also. But, you know, I have a feeling that Warren's going to have to spend quite a bit of time not just signing the book, because people will want to visit with him.
Well, he loves to visit.
And he has all of the answers, right? I mean, this is
yeah.
his life story.
Yeah, so. he's a warehouse of information.
And it's so great saying that. It's so great that it's in this book, because otherwise we lose so much of that, or the stories aren't quite the way they should be. So that's great to have it. Can you tell us a little more about how he got involved with the windmill? Because, of course, that's one of the things that people come to Elkhorn to see is the windmill.
Sure. Well, I think early on he was one of the main people that really went around town and tried to convince people that this was a project that was worth donating to. There were several people that did this, but Warren was one of those people that went around and said, hey, let's support this project and put our money where our mouth is. And he had this vision, too, that it was something that would draw people in, and he wanted to really honor our Danish forefathers in a way that was visible and that would, you know, last a lifetime and beyond. And so he was really one of those people that was pushing for it hard. He and Lisa wrote the book that we sell today in the windmill that really tells the history of how we brought the windmill over. And he has always loved giving tours and still loves to take everybody that comes to town down to the windmill because he's so proud of it.
Mm-hmm. And when did the... You said it was the twist that his wife started with. Was that after or before the windmill was in place?
That was before.
Okay.
You know, I don't even have that memorized either, what the date was, but he and Gudrun, and then I think Trudy Julesgaard's parents, Dale Youngs, they also were involved in that, and there might have been a couple of others, but they started it as a dairy twist, just a very small little building that was the south east corner of what is the Danish Inn now, and they sold hamburgers and, you know, shakes and ice cream and things, and then it grew into the Danish Inn. Hmm. I know Warren and Gudrun were host and hostess on Sundays at the Danish Inn for many, many years. They spent their Sundays welcoming people as they came through the door.
So again, a family kind of entrepreneurship there to keep everything going in Elkhorn. And I'm guessing part of the love for that was the love for telling people the story.
Right. I think so.
Yeah, that was a way to meet people, greet people, and tell them the important story of Elkhorn and all the things going on. So how involved was he with the museum, the establishment of the museum?
Well, I don't think as much as mm-hmm. like the windmill, but he still was very, you know, involved in encouraging people to give and to be a part of it. He was... Anything to do with Elkhorn, Warren is excited about. He is the ultimate Elkhorn booster, I'll tell you.
And obviously could get other people excited, too. I'm guessing when he went to talk to some people about the windmill, they thought he was crazy.
Well, I think a lot of people in the community thought he and other, you know,
yes.
people were crazy. Because I work at the windmill, and so often I'll tell people, you know, they didn't even really have pictures that they were showing people. You know, this is what we want to bring. They just really had to trust,
wow.
you know, these guys in what they had in mind. And I'm glad they did.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And because they'd been there for a long time and people obviously knew that they were Elkhornites and we're not going to lead you astray.
Right.
So that, thank goodness. So again, the book signing and get to meet Warren, if you don't already know him or visit with Warren, will be when and where?
It will be this Sunday during Tivoli Fest at the Danish Windmill on Sunday afternoon from 1 until 3 o'clock, and we welcome anyone to come. You know, even if you just want to come and visit with Warren, he would love it.
Okay, thank you very much, Deb Beaker, for visiting with us.
You're
about
welcome.
This book signing, My Life Story, and welcome to the Danish Windmill. Until next time, here's a thought. A community is like a ship. Everyone ought to be prepared to take the helm.